The next thing that we were talking about today, because we're talking about languaging up your mindset for China business, is we're going to talk about Chinese cultural dichotomies, which I'm sure people aren't teaching you in your Chinese language classes. One of the things that all business people do in any setting with any culture is they have to negotiate. All right. Mm-hmm. So for the typical American or the typical Westerner, when we negotiate, we start. And when do negotiations end, Dennis?
Okay, sorry about that.
All right, that's okay. So your answer is actually exactly correct. Negotiations never end. But for most Westerners, the negotiations ends when the contract is signed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, for sure. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted.
Okay. And then after the contract is signed, it's all about enforcing the terms of the agreement, putting in ways, mechanisms to monitor whether everybody's living up to their end of the bargain, right? That's typical Western style negotiations, all right? Contract is 合同. All right. Now, how do we negotiate? During the negotiations, what are we really doing? And so what I've observed is that most Westerners will negotiate until the contract is signed. What are we typically doing during the negotiations? We're trying to put our best face and best foot forward. We're trying to convince the other side that we're a partner that can deliver on our promises. We're trying to build a personal relationship so we can have that level of trust. We're trying to present ourselves in the best way possible until we get the contract signed. And then after the contract is signed, now it's time to work. Now it's time to get down to business is what the mantra is. Okay, we've finished our negotiations. Now it's time to get down to business. So Westerners typically negotiate until the contract is signed. The thing that we really, when I say we as Americans, is we have to really understand that during the negotiations period is when you are experiencing what I call the Chinese honeymoon. Because Chinese people, yes, they're also putting their best face forward. They're also doing so much to extend their goodwill and try to convince you that they are the right ones that you want to be working with, all right? And the problem is, or the dichotomy is when Westerners thinks, when most Westerners believe the negotiations are over, most Chinese people believe the negotiations has just begun, all right? Mm. And if you want to achieve a win-win outcome, swangying that we just talked about,
mm-hmm.
you really have to never stop the negotiations. Now, in negotiations, what are you doing? It's the guanxi engine. It's goodwill, it's face, and it's liyi. It's chengyi, it's mianzi, and it's liyi. That's what's happening during the Chinese honeymoon period. And when Westerners stop negotiating, well, then for Chinese people, they really don't start negotiating until after the contract is signed. Because for Chinese people, that's when they feel that, okay, now we have a deep enough guanxi and we have enough trust. Now we can start working together. All right. So for them, the goodwill and the face and the liyi continues. But for most Westerners, after the contract is signed, they shift gears. They change modes. Chinese people go in now, okay, now we know how we're going to work together. Now what I want to do, especially if I'm working across borders, now what I want to do is I want to monitor to make sure my partner is living up to their side of the agreement. That's the mindset, okay? And what happens is we stop giving the goodwill, the face, and the personal benefits, because we think the contract and the negotiations has ended. Yeah. What happens is when we stop, bad things start to happen. Chinese people aren't bad people by default where they want to steal your IP and they want to copy your intellectual property or they want to do these bad things. You know, the bad things happen because Westerners metaphorically stop negotiating. And then what happens is something that's in the book is called goodwill extraction, which means that if Chinese people can't get the goodwill that they expect from the relationship, then they'll find it in other parts of the value chain. When Chinese people start to find goodwill in other parts of the value chain, Westerners perceive it as unethical or corrupt behavior. So it starts a vicious cycle of blame and mistrust, because Chinese people will find their goodwill in other parts of the value chain, which they know best in China. Westerners will perceive that as unethical, immoral, or illegal behavior. And then we have a relationship that has suddenly become dysfunctional. The problem that most Westerners have is this. Do you know what that means? So 表面 is one phrase. 表面 just means superficial.
Okay.
So superficial Kung Fu would actually translate into superficial martial arts, which just means giving lip service, creating a deception, making you feel like nothing's wrong, and then going behind your back and doing something else. What Westerners see as really bad Chinese behavior when they go behind your back and they do something bad, but they don't tell you that they're doing something bad, or you don't know that they're doing something bad, or they make a promise that they actually break. This is what we call in Chinese, biao mian gong fu. It's the art of doing something superficially to lead people to believe one thing and then doing something else. So biao mian
gong fu, almost like two-faced.
Two-faced, exactly. It's exactly what it means. It's exactly what it means.
Yeah.
So biao mian gong fu is one of the negative outcomes that makes the bad behavior in China even worse to the person mm-hmm. who stops negotiating. Because on the surface, your Chinese partner is still telling you everything you want to hear. Beneath the surface, they're doing the exact opposite of what they promised. Okay. This is called 表面功夫. It's a negative. However, if you understand the cultural context of China, they're actually doing 表面功夫 during the negotiations before the contract is signed. They're actually doing 表面功夫 during the Chinese honeymoon period, which means in either situation, Chinese people are always trying to tell you what you want to hear, regardless of what their behavior is when you're not around. And when you understand this about Chinese mindset, Chinese behavior, Chinese culture, then you'll understand that what I want is I want the 正面的表面功夫, 不是负面的表面功夫. I want the 表面功夫 where they're telling me things that they want to hear, but they're also behaving the way that I expect. As opposed to when you stop negotiating, they're telling you the things you want to hear, but they're doing the opposite behind your back. Either way is 表面功夫. But how you manage the relationship through the entire life cycle of the cooperation will almost be 100% predictable on what's going to happen.